Tampa Bay Buccaneers add a new running back in Kenneth Gainwell, a two-year, $14 million contract. Hayden, under the radar, off a career-best season, both from a rushing standpoint and definitely from a receiving standpoint.
He was the Steelers' MVP. They named him the MVP of the team. So getting an MVP for $14 million is good business here. Yeah, but in all seriousness, by the end of the year, he like literally was like the MVP on how much Rodgers was like checking at the line of scrimmage, signaling him to get out to like wide receiver for double moves. Remember that halftime catch, wild stuff down there. But there was like swing passes. There was screens. Like he was really a huge, huge portion of the Steelers offense. Now the Buccaneers have more depth at the skill groups. They're not going to use Kenny Gainwell probably as much as the Steelers had to, but a fascinating player. He's really developed. I still don't think he's that good of a rusher, but he's kind of cleaned up that part of his game. He's going to be the complement to Bucky Irving on passing situations. This one's pretty easy to evaluate.
We're seeing a big change for the Buccaneers in their running back room, right? They decided to not tender Sean Tucker, and almost certainly Rashad White is just going to sign somewhere else. So this is very clear for us. We have Bucky Irving off of an injured season, and now we have Kenny Gainwell as the complement or supplement, however you want to look at it. And I mean, it really was a fantastic receiving season for Kenny Gainwell. I mean, 512 receiving yards on 77 receptions. I mean, prior to that, his career high was during his rookie year at 38 receptions. He forced 13 missed tackles this past season. So again, this is really binary for us. We have seen Bucky Irving be one of the most elusive runners in the league on first and second and sometimes third downs. And then it didn't matter if it was Liam Cohen or Josh Grizzard or whoever else. Then you substituted in Rashad White in like passing situations as a protector and as a receiver. Copy and paste. That's what this is going to be moving forward.
Yeah, really easy to evaluate the on-field stuff. I do also want to mention there was like some other things going on with the Bucky Irving situation. Just if you read some of the Bucks reporters, just like what the hell was going on with that injury and his return and some of the social posts and stuff. So that's something to keep an eye on here.
But yeah, if I'm reading between the lines just real quick on that, Hayden, it does feel like ever since he entered the building from day one, the Buccaneers brass absolutely obsessed over Bucky Irving. They loved him. First one in, last one out, all that type of stuff. I think he just hated not being able to play football and like not be with his teammates and maybe got uncomfortable with that it broke this routine after a stellar rookie season. But nothing's been reported. That's just kind of me trying to read between the lines on that.
Yeah. I can see that. It was just not like a straightforward season for Bucky Irving, obviously, this last year. And getting Kenny Gainwell for 2 years, $14 million, I do think is going to provide a good safety net and a good complement to him. I do think that the notes that you mentioned with Rashad White and Sean Tucker are important. Sean Tucker, they could have kept him for $3.5 million. They obviously are going to let him go. I wonder if one of these guys are going to go to Jacksonville and follow Liam Cohen. So I think it's largely just going to be these two guys and then like throw in a late day three pick as a third running back. So my question to you is like, what exactly should we be doing for the rankings in RB2 land? Because Bucky Irving was right after Derrick Henry and Chase Brown. There's a little bit of a gap. And then it was Bucky, Josh Jacobs, Kenneth Walker, Breece Hall, Kyren, and Travis Etienne. Obviously, it just changed a lot of those guys around on the teams they're on. I do think Bucky Irving should drop down from this because I think Kenny Gainwell is like, it's very hard to like be better than him on passing situations, which means that Bucky Irving really needs the goal line job. And I think that he can handle that. And I don't think that Kenny Gainwell is necessarily going to compete with that. But if things go sideways at all in that department, then he really becomes somebody kind of in no man's land in fantasy. So I think RB 13 for Bucky Irving is a little rich for me right now.
Whoever gets the 14 Sean Tucker carries inside of the 10 yard line, that's a really big freaking deal. I mean, he scored 6 rushing touchdowns off of those. That's huge. I mean, that's 36 points in your back pocket in fantasy football. So more than, you know, 2 per week. Another interesting wrinkle to this, we saw both Kenny Gainwell and Tyler Allgeier be signed within an hour of each other. Kenny Gainwell got like slightly more money here. About $900,000 more per year. Does that do anything for you in your interpretation of these two deals?
No, it was right between Allgeier and Javonte Williams. Like Javonte Williams, like just a little bit ahead of Kenny Gainwell as well. So I think this is like low end or high end backup money. And I think like that's exactly where Kenny Gainwell belong. So yeah, I think they're very serious about giving him plenty of touches.
I guess my interpretation though, and why I asked that question is, we view Javonte Williams as the lead ball carrier in Dallas, and he's going to get the most carries on that team. Most likely, unless James Conner somehow finds the fountain of youth and is healthy again, which happened.
Yeah.
Tyler Allgeier is going to lead the Arizona Cardinals in carries.
Right.
You and I are sitting here thinking there's no earthly possibility that Kenny Gainwell leads the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in carries or touches.
I agree with that, but I also think they're going to have a real path for him. And that's why I want to bring Bucky Irving way down my rankings. Like I do think that if Bucky Irving finished as the running back, you know, 19 or 20, and then Kenny Gainwell in a PPR league is getting in the mix there, like that would not surprise me whatsoever. We just saw this play out with like Jaylen Warren and Kenny Gainwell, where they both had awesome weeks and one was more of the early down guy. And the other guy was popping up as somebody that just gets a bunch of receptions later on in the season. I just don't think that Kenny Gainwell is going to have as many receptions this year as he did last year. Just looking at they re-signed Kate Otten to, by the way, a fantastic contract, in my opinion, for the Buccaneers. They have three wide receivers that they want to get the ball to as well. And I just don't think that they're going to have to spam underneath stuff as much as the Steelers did last year.
The other part of this is Zach Robinson is now the offensive coordinator for Tampa Bay. We know over the last two seasons what Atlanta's backfield looked like, sharing the load with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. Again, none of these guys, neither of them, have that profile of Tyler Allgeier of the inside the 10, inside the 20, fourth down closer type of stuff. So damn sure I'm going to be reading into training camp reports and preseason activity and week one and week two and week three and all that. I'm always been a huge fan of Bucky Irving. I mean, despite his size, makes people's whiff, attacks their edges and goes outside of their frame. And even on contact can win on that. But, you know, early last season, they really tried to play him more and we kind of saw what happened. And during his rookie season, that's when he was a 55-ish% snap player, other than in the playoffs, and he flourished. He thrived. So I think that this is a case where your lead back, your number one back in Bucky Irving, is on a lowly rookie contract. And so you can maybe spend a little bit more with a complementary skill set here in Kenny Gainwell and still feel perfectly fine about your running back room. By the way, behind an offensive line that hopefully is much healthier than it was last year.
Yes. I mean, yeah, that was a total disaster up the middle and at right tackle too. So I think this is a very fun move. It's very cheap. Like we said, all the running back contracts are very cheap. You're just looking at, I was comparing the Kenneth Walker to the Rashid Shaheed contracts out there. Getting a legit running back in free agency is as cheap as it gets, you know, and that's just what we have to do this year in particular, because looking at the draft class, there's one guy at the top. There's maybe a couple guys that'll go on day two, and then the rest of them are going to be complete day three dart throws at this point. So getting the cheap running back to me this offseason makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. And just look at the rest of free agency. I mean, Hayden, it's Rico Dowdle that's left.
Yeah. It's Rico.
And that's kind of it. It's Rico Dowdle,
Najee,
Rashad White.
Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco. That's it. It's over.
It's done. Yeah. We had a good run, guys, on free agency videos today. Today was it.
Yeah. I guess Brian Robinson Jr. Maybe if we get there,
yeah, and keep some guys.
You know, unrestricted free agent. So is Sean Tucker again.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make chicken salad out of chicken. Course. You know what? That is for sure. Okay. As you can tell, any signing trade that goes down, we have a video on it. In fact, already 9 on the channel before this one. So hit subscribe and go check out another video right now.